Hello, I'm Robbie. You are listening to my episode of the Kilkenny Jailbreak. On my episode, I'm going to talk about why the prisoners were arrested and what the life was like inside the prison. According to Tom O'Neill, his enthusiast of Republican prisoners on Spike Island who were transferred to Kilkenny Jail on 17th of November and were then pouch of the escapee on November 22nd, it claims all the escapees were political prisoners from the War of Independence. The majority of offences against them fell under crimes against martial law and tried by military court. They were mostly sentenced to penal servitude and hard labour. All the prisoners who were transferred from Spike Island on 17th of November 1921 were pouch of the escape through a tunnel from Kilkenny Jail on Tuesday the 22nd of November. What was life like in prison for these political prisoners? According to the Great Kilkenny in Times of Revolution, 1921, the political prisoners were mostly kept in A Wing of the prison, which was also known as the short-term wing. Life within the jail had improved since the truce, and they were being treated better than ordinary criminals. When the long-term wing of the prison was overcrowded, about 12 of the Spike Island transfer prisoners were placed in the short-term wing, also just in time for the escapees. On the whole, Kilkenny Prison Governor John Borland tolerated the special status of the prisoners as he didn't need negative attention. Warden Power was sympathetic to their cause, and all of the digging took place in a shift. Even after their escape, yokels helped the prisoners flee by directing them to the countryside. They were never recaptured. Thanks for listening to my episode of the Kilkenny Jailbreak Podcast. Tune in next time when Michael will be talking about the deadly escape.